friends. Isn't it fascinating how relationships bring us immense joy, but also profound heartache? They're a dance of emotions, yet how often do we truly, deeply, consciously invest in the relationship we have with ourselves and loved ones? That investment, that time, and that energy is the most powerful gift you could ever bestow upon yourself and those you love. As life didn't give us a manual on handling emotions and communication challenges, we also weren't taught the art of building romantic ties or how to deeply love and value ourselves. But I'm here to share more life-affirming, relationship-enhancing wisdom with you all. And now you can also find this transformational content pouring onto Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Dive into the show notes to connect with all the magic. Here's for growth, love, and endless learning.
Hi, I'm Nicola Beer, and I'm going to be talking today about sex, navigating conversations about sex, and asking the right questions, and knowing what questions to ask. Discussing sex can be challenging for many couples, especially when there are barriers such as embarrassment, cultural taboos, or a lack of communication skills, as well as low self-confidence, whether it's low sexual confidence or just confidence in opening up, being seen, being vulnerable. If you and your partner find it difficult to talk about sex, you are not alone. And I've created this podcast to help you. I'm going to share some strategies to ease into these conversations and make them more productive and less intimidating. I remember in my 20s, with my partner, we were both British, struggling so much to open up, to talk about sex. I was scared because I felt it's going to be really awkward for him, it's awkward for me, and so we were kind of just left guessing. And now working in this field, I know how important talking about sex is, enhancing your sex life, growing your sex life. It really can make your relationship so much more enjoyable, so much more deeper and connected. So start with nonverbal communication. Sometimes words aren't the only way to communicate desires and boundaries. Nonverbal cues like gentle touches, affectionate gestures, and understanding each other's body language can be an excellent way to start. This form of communication can be less threatening and help build comfort levels before moving into direct conversations. Then the next thing you want to do is create a safe place, a safe space in your home where both you and your partner feel comfortable discussing intimate topics. Choose a private, relaxed setting without distractions. Make it clear that the conversation is a judgment-free zone where both of you can speak openly and honestly without the fear of criticism or backlash. Next, as I mentioned in the other podcast about sex, educate yourselves. Sometimes the difficulty in discussing sex stems from a lack of knowledge or confidence in the topic. Reading books, watching educational videos, browsing through reliable online resources can help you with the language and understanding needed to have more informed discussions. This can also be a shared activity, helping both partners to learn and grow together. You can also use indirect approaches. If direct conversation is too intimidating, try using indirect methods. This could include sharing articles or books or videos about what turns you on, what turns you off, what you would like to explore. It could be watching a relevant movie or documentary together, or even using humour to lighten the mood and open up a dialogue. Practice empathy and patience. It's important to approach these conversations with empathy and patience, understanding that your partner may have their own fears or insecurities about discussing sex. So show compassion and be willing to move at a pace that is comfortable for you both. When you're talking, use I statements. I statements are a great way to express your feelings and desires. Rather than putting blame on each other or saying something like, everyone does this or no one likes that, it's general and it doesn't help your conversation. For example, saying, I feel, I would like, instead of you don't or you should. It helps keep the conversation positive, focused on personal feelings, rather than sounding accusatory. Then set boundaries and respect limits. Establish boundaries for these conversations. If certain topics are off limits or too uncomfortable, respect that and don't push your partner beyond what they're willing to discuss. Over time, these boundaries may change as the comfort levels grow. So being open to the sensitivities that you both may have, being open-minded, and rejecting if you need to reject an idea in a very gentle, kind way. And not to push each other into doing something you don't want to do, of course. Regular check-ins about your sex life really help, because when you make it a regular habit, let's say once a month, to check in about your relationship and your sex life, the routine can normalize the conversation and make it a regular part of your communication. Then when you think of things, when you feel things, when you read or learn things, and you can save it for your regular monthly conversations, building and growing month by month your vulnerability, your emotional connection, and enhancing your sex life. The next thing that you can do is seek professional advice. If the communication barrier seems too difficult to overcome on your own, seeking help from a therapist, a counselor, preferably who has experience in both sexual health and sex advice, as well as relationship advice, because often people come to me saying that they have sexual issues in their relationship, or they have a lack of sex, or they're not fulfilled in their sex life, and there's actually a lot of resentment there, poor communication, they're living separate lives, there's a disconnection, there's frustration, which needs to be cleared as well for you to have an engaging, close, rewarding, intimate life. That being said, you might be listening to this feeling, I don't feel comfortable going and talking about sex with a counsellor, or I don't have the financial resources or the time. And that's why I have listed some questions for you to help you improve your communication around sex. Asking the right questions can significantly improve your intimacy, both emotional and physical, leading to a more fulfilling sex life and deeper bond and connection. So I'm going to give you 15 questions to start off your sexual conversations. These are questions that you can sit down and go through together to enhance your sexual connection. Or what you could do, if you want, is listen to the podcast separately, write down your answers to these 15 questions, and then go and share them. And that can make it even more comfortable because you know what the questions are ahead of time. So use me as your in-pocket therapist. You can pause the audio after I ask each question and answer in real time with each other, or you can pause the audio, write down your answers yourself, and then go and sit down together. I've created this so hopefully it's really helpful and makes a difference to your intimacy and overall happiness together. So 15 questions. So question number one, what you can ask your partner is, what are your favorite aspects of our sex life? This question helps focus on the positives, encouraging your partner to share what they most enjoy. Question two, is there something new you'd like to try that we haven't done before? This opens the door to discussing fantasies or new experiences in a safe and open way. Question three, how do you feel about the amount of intimacy that we currently have in our relationship? This helps address issues of frequency and quality, allowing both partners to express their needs. Question four, what kind of touch do you feel or find most arousing? And where in your body do you love to be touched? What really turns you on and where? Understanding each other's physical preferences can enhance your sexual experiences. Question five, are there any areas where you'd like more exploration or focus during sex? This question can lead to discussions about unexplored desires or neglected areas of pleasure. Question six, how do you feel about the foreplay that we engage in? Is there anything you'd like to change or to add to it? Foreplay is a crucial part of sexual intimacy, and this question can help in understanding how to make it more enjoyable. Question seven, what are your thoughts on trying different environments or settings for sex? This can open up possibilities of adding excitement and variety into your sex life. So ask about places, how would you like the setting to be, candles, music, theme nights, something different. Number eight, Is there anything that I do that makes you feel especially loved or desired? Knowing what actions or words make your partner feel desired, turn them on, can strengthen your emotional and sexual connection. Question 9, how do you prefer to initiate sex? Are there cues you feel that I might be missing? Would you like me to initiate sex more? And share back if you would like your partner to initiate sex more. This can really improve understanding about initiation and consent, ensuring that both partners feel comfortable and engaged. Also, the ways that you're initiating sex. So have a good conversation about how you find initiating sex. Is it interesting? Is it working? Could it be improved? Is it amazing and you want to keep it exactly how it is? Number 10, are there any concerns or inhibitions you have about our sex life that you would like to share? This question allows space for discussing any worries or issues that might be affecting your sexual relationship. Question 11, what does a satisfying and fulfilling sex life look like to you? This is a more general question that can help align your expectations and desires for your sexual relationship. Question 12, how important is sexual experimentation and variety to you? Are you satisfied with how our sex life is? This question is really asking, or do you want to change it up? Do you like to experiment with newness? Are you curious about new things? Understanding each other's attitudes towards experimentation can guide future sexual explorations, because if someone's really open, you can just try different things in the moment. If someone's not so open, then you may want to discuss it or ease them into something and ask where their boundaries lie on a topic. Question 13, do you feel that our emotional connection impacts our sex life? And how can we strengthen it? How can we strengthen our emotional connection? And this highlights the connection between emotional intimacy and sexual satisfaction. So emotional connection may be weak at times in your relationship if you don't have time for each other, if there's a resentment or negativity in the way, if there's a lack of affection. It's that paradox where some people, in order to have sex, they need to have a lot more loving touch and affection, kisses, hugs, positive words, and other people, they can only give that if they're having sex. If they're not having sex, then it's hard for them to give that. And then for the people that want that, it's hard for them to give sex if they're not having that. And this is where couples come to me and they're stuck in this cycle. And I say to them, okay, you just need to agree that you're both going to start giving that today. Just giving affection, giving loving words, giving time, giving attention, having each other's back, and then giving and enjoying sex as well. So question 14, what are your thoughts on the role of romance in our sexual relationship? Discussing the importance of romance can lead to a deeper understanding of how to maintain passion and connection. A lot of couples come to me after being together for a few years, sometimes decades, and they say that the romance is gone. The buying of flowers, the organizing special romantic date nights, the love letters, the thoughtful gestures, gifts, they've kind of dwindled. The element of surprising one another has gone. So for a lot of people to feel sexually open, emotionally open, they need to feel that their partner is thinking about them and really in love with them, doing romantic things. And question 15, is there anything that you feel hesitant to ask for in bed? Is there anything you really want and you're scared and you're holding back? If yes, how can I make it easier for you to communicate your desires? This encourages openness and reassures your partner that their desires are valid and important. So remember that the key to these 15 questions is not just asking them, but in how you respond to the answers. Listen actively without judgment and with a genuine willingness to understand and meet your partner's needs. Open, honest, and empathetic communication is essential in improving and maintaining a healthy and satisfying sex life. Difficulty in talking about sex often stems from issues like lack of confidence and low self-esteem, fear of rejection, abandonment, which can significantly hinder open communication about intimate matters. Many individuals struggle with these feelings due to a variety of factors, including societal stigmas, cultural conditioning, past experiences, or personal individual insecurities about their bodies or sexual performance. This hesitation to engage in conversations about sex not only affects the quality of sexual experiences, but can also lead to misunderstandings and unfulfilled needs within the relationship. Building confidence, therefore, is a key step in overcoming these barriers. When individuals feel more confident about themselves, they're more likely to feel comfortable discussing their desires, preferences, concerns, because they're so comfortable in their own skin. This self-assurance can be cultivated through various means, such as educating oneself about sexual health, engaging in positive self-talk, or focusing on personal strengths and achievements. Physical activities and hobbies that boost self-esteem can also translate into increased confidence in intimate settings. Improving emotional openness is another crucial aspect. Being able to express one's feelings and vulnerabilities without the fear of judgment fosters deep connections and trust in relationships. And this emotional transparency allows for a more authentic and satisfying sexual experience, as partners can truly understand and respond to each other's needs. Moreover, overcoming self-doubt and insecurities in yourself, in communication, can lead to a more fulfilling and dynamic sex life. And that's why I'm excited to introduce you to a transformative resource, the Self-Empowerment Toolkit. It's a carefully curated set of tools designed to empower and inspire you on your journey to self-discovery. In this toolkit, you'll find powerful resources like the Subconscious Confidence Booster Meditation, a muscle relaxation, magical journey to really relax your body, and the Wealth Mindset Meditation. And that's why I'm excited to introduce you to a transformative resource, the Self-Empowerment Toolkit. This is a toolkit that I've created, I'm giving it away to boost your confidence. It has a carefully curated set of tools designed to empower and inspire you on your journey to ultimate confidence. In this toolkit, you'll find powerful resources like the Confidence Booster Meditation, belief change, exercises. And that's why I'm excited to introduce you to a transformative resource, the Self-Empowerment Toolkit. It's a carefully created set of tools designed to empower and inspire you on your journey to greater confidence and fulfillment in your individual life and in your relationship life. This is a free toolkit that I've created where you'll find powerful resources like the Subconscious Confidence Booster, a muscle relaxation magic, a wealth mindset meditation. Each tool is crafted to complement and enhance the journey that we've just been discussing, to enable you to feel so good about yourself in every area. And that's just the beginning. The toolkit also includes subliminal belief shift, the belief reboot method to change any of those negative beliefs that we have about ourselves, our bodies, what we can and can't talk about. It has a strengths discovery guide where you can really focus in on your strengths, your achievements, and what you bring to a relationship. Each step works towards unlocking your full potential. And there's more. There's a Boundary Builder podcast where it can help you set boundaries within your relationships in all areas of life. It has a life redesign roadmap, a life questions document to figure out whether you're on the right path or whether you need to change and balance your life in different ways. It also includes powerful inner child exercises. For those of you that don't know what your inner child is, it's that younger us, that part of us that wants to have fun, be free, be confident, do what we want, be playful. And sometimes in life we can get bogged down with anxiety, stress, overwhelm, to-do lists. So doing inner child exercises can have a profound impact on how we live our life. And there is also the Self-Love Letter Kit, which is so powerful in boosting your confidence, feeling great about yourself. And each component of this toolkit is really so powerful in unlocking part of yourself waiting to be discovered. And this includes your sexual self, your fun self, your adventurous self that may have been squashed or overtaken by various different things in your life. I hope through this podcast that you've gained valuable insights. The Self-Empowerment Toolkit is here to help you turn those insights into actions. It's more than a toolkit. It's your companion on this incredible journey of self-improvement, deeper connections, and living more vibrant, fulfilling lives. So if you're ready to take that step, click on the link along with the show notes and go and get the Self-Empowerment Toolkit. Begin your journey of transformation. Because opening up about sex requires trust, patience, and confidence. It's a process that many of us find difficult, and when we work on ourselves, when we clear away those communication barriers and any insecurities, it can enhance our quality of life and overall relationship satisfaction. So go and enjoy this gift. I can't wait to hear what you think of it and how it supports you. Working on your self-confidence is the best gift you can give yourself and your relationship because it allows for more authentic living. So from my heart to yours, thank you for tuning into this episode today. Until next time, take amazing care of yourself and each other.
Dear listeners, today I celebrate you. You are among the few who actively nurture their love journey. It's an act of courage, an act of self-love. And if today's episode resonated with you, be a beacon for others. Subscribe, rate, and review. Let's spread this love and wisdom far and wide. Craving more? Discover the free resources at nicolabeer.com. You can also find the links to helpful gifts in the show notes. Do also join our Relationship and Wellness Facebook group. It's a haven where we uplift, support, and journey together towards richer, deeper love stories. Remember, you have the power to craft the love story you deserve. Thank you for being with me today, and until next time, keep shining and loving with all your heart.